This audio narrative is copyright of motherslust.com. This story is 100% fiction. All characters are over the age of 18.
Chapter 8. Shelley put on flesh-colored panties and a matching bra and strolled out of the cabin. "You're shameless, Mom," Jay said from inside the cabin while at the wheel. "No, honey. I'm just a woman," she replied. She lounged back on a deck chair, one knee bent, the other over the side, her panty crotch on display for those that passed. "Besides, my panties look like a bikini." "Hardly, Mom," he said. "I could see the shape and color of your pussy hair. I couldn't see that if you wore a bikini." She flicked him the finger, grinning lewdly as they passed two men in an outboard. One of the men waved, and Shelley swung her knee wide. She greeted the laughter of the men with a wave. "Mom, you keep that up and someone is going to board us, and then you're going to get fucked for sure," Jay warned. "I wouldn't mind," she said. "I think that would be fun, getting fucked by some man I don't know. Wouldn't you love to watch me take a big hard cock in my cunt, baby? Wouldn't it turn you on to see Mother getting fucked by some man we don't know? I might even give him a nice blowjob. I don't know." "You would," Jay said. "You'd suck his cock in a fucking minute, and you know it." "Probably," Shelley answered. "But you don't have to worry, darling. I won't put out for anyone, unless you agree to it." She stroked up and down her cunt slowly, enjoying the hot sun on her almost naked body. "You're my man, remember? You have enough cock for me, and I promise I won't fuck anyone unless you agree." She dropped in front of him, shoving her legs between his feet. She opened his shorts and pulled them down his legs. Jay stepped out of his shorts and Shelley fondled his cock and balls, leaning her face into them to kiss and lick a bit. She sat on the deck between her son's feet, her face leveled with his cock and balls. She swirled her tongue about them, taking the head of his prick into her mouth to suck for a moment or so.